Welcome to Total Engagement. Wait a second. Actually, I already recorded this show. I already uploaded this show, but I wanted to break in because I wanted to update it just a little bit and talk just a tiny bit about NXT because I don't know if I was 100% fair in my show and it was really bothering me. So we're going to put that in. Also, I want to talk to you a little bit about our brand new Patreon because I did a AEW review and a NXT review of the show last night. And it's on the Patreon. We're going to have levels starting in November, but now there's just a $2 level just to take us through the end of October, just so we're fair to everybody and we don't try to milk everybody for every dollar they have. We definitely want you to support the show, and I'm going to be doing the TV reviews at the very least over there on the Patreon this week through the end of October. It's a good way to support the show, and we're going to have some fun bonus stuff, exclusive stuff to the Patreons. Again, also, you can support the show. How do you do that? You go over to patreon.com/totalengage. That's patreon.com/totalengage, and you can listen to our AEW review, our NXT review, and also all the Wyatt-ended stuff that we had up there just for $2 through the end of October, and we're going to announce some levels soon. You're going to dig them, and now get to the show, but we're going to cut in at the end and talk a little bit about NXT.
Now, say my name.
It's Matt Cole!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is me, Matt Coon, talking to you guys about wrestling. It's our daily wrestling fix, our fellowship, our wrestling community of normal fans getting together. And what are we going to talk about today? We are going to talk about All Elite Wrestling Dynamite, and we are going to settle a question. I'm not going to run from anything. I'm going to hit this head on today. Do I have a pro All Elite Wrestling bias? You'll get the truth today on Total Engagement. So today I watched All Elite Wrestling Dynamite, and it was a fantastic show. The best wrestling show I have seen in years. I defy anyone really to think of a Raw or a SmackDown in the last 5 or 10 or 15 years that really was memorable enough to make the argument that today's All Elite Dynamite wasn't. If I'm thinking about it, like whole shows, I think maybe some of the shows in the CM Punk era, maybe. And that one show that Daniel Bryan made his comeback at the end, that was good. And some of the Rock Cena stuff, right? So those shows are ones I can think of that might have been as good in the last 15 years. But really, I can't think of an entire show from beginning to end that was as good as this one in a long time. It absolutely flew by, too. It was just such a good show. As I talked about last week, I like a good wrestling card, but I'd rather have a show that had great wrestling on it, right? So this was a great show that from beginning to end was good. It was so good that at the end, they had a really good match with Pac versus Moxley, and I wasn't even that into it because I was so exhausted after watching this two-hour really runaway train that didn't seem disorganized. It all made sense. The stories made sense, and so much so that I didn't watch NXT. This is the first Wednesday night I've not watched NXT right after I watched All Elite Wrestling. I tried. I got a little bored. I started fast-forwarding. So I'm going to record first, probably watch a bit tonight, probably watch a bit in the morning, and then give you a full report later. But let's talk about the All Elite Wrestling. Why did it work so much? Well, first of all, you had the super hot starting match of Private Party versus the Lucha Brothers. The Lucha Brothers showing you what they can do. Private Party, they're a little green. There's sometimes it seems like a couple people are out of place here and there. But overall, the energy, the freneticism, it reminded me of early Nitros where they had the Luchador matches on. Like maybe Rey Mysterio versus Psicosis or something, where Rey Mysterio is really polished, Psicosis really wasn't. But together, all those high spots and all the energy of it really made for a great match. And in this particular case, the energy of the crowd was huge. You take that match And the other highlight of the night for me, which was the Cody and Friends Rumble with the Inner Circle, that incredibly well thought out spot where Cody grabbed MJF's scarf and punched the glass and then just started brawling. It was out of control. It was exciting. You didn't know what was going to happen next. And it really created a desire in me to watch next week. Almost a perfect show. You close it out with a strong match. You have Kenny Omega versus Joey Janela in there. You have Britt Baker, which to me was still the low point of the women's wrestling. Anybody know what she does for a living? I'm not quite sure. But overall, such a good show that by the time I was done watching it, I was done watching wrestling for the night, guys. I was done. And I turned over to NXT and I saw the overrun. Spoiler, if you haven't watched it, Finn Balor turned heel. So in turning over to that overrun, that was it. That's all I needed to see. That was the best part of Nitro. That's all I needed to see. That was the best part of the NXT show, I'm pretty sure. And it reminds me of when you turn in the last 2 minutes of a football game and you see who wins it, or the last minute of a basketball game and you see the closing moments where they're going back and forth and you see the winner, you don't really have a desire to go back and see the rest of the game, which is a mistake they made. Another mistake they made, WWE did, in putting NXT on Wednesdays. You're putting an inferior product, as we see now, as far as an overall show, not wrestling, overall show, up against a stronger product. You have better production values in AEW. You have bigger crowds. You have a bigger fight feel. You have really energetic crowds. And now you're putting your overrun on so we can just switch over, watch that, and miss the rest of the show. For that reason, I didn't watch NXT, and it made me think to myself. I get some criticisms, usually low IQ criticisms, that I hate WWE. I've already addressed that. I'm not going to address it again. It's a stupid criticism if you think of all the money I've spent and all the time I've spent watching wrestling by myself when I was younger and with my kid now. The other thing is whether I'm in the tank for AEW. I was accused recently of angling for a job with AEW, or I'm pro AEW. So I'm going to address that right now. Do I have a pro AEW bias? I have no reason to lie. I'm going to go through this whole lifetime and then lie about whether or not I like a company more or not. And I'm not a worker. I'm not a wrestler. I don't know how to work. I've been told by people you know that maybe I need to shut my mouth once in a while and not be so free with my opinions because it could hurt my long-term standing in this industry. For me, I'm a fan with a podcast that I'm lucky enough that a lot of people seem to like to listen to. So do I have a bias with AEW? Let me take you back to the beginning, which was All In. At All In, the night before StarCast, I got into an argument, I would say. I got into a disagreement with and also around and also involving maybe, perhaps, a couple other people that work in the company. These people are people that probably do not see me in the greatest light in the world. I've been to a few things since. We've shaken hands, but it's not like these people are looking to hire Matt Coon. And I got to be honest, after that situation, I was pissed off. Now, I'm not saying whose fault it was. It's very possible, probably reasonably possible, that it was my fault. But I did leave pissed off. And when I think about this particular situation, I still get pissed off, quite honestly. It's not anything that any of those guys did to me per se, but it's something involving them that pisses me off that maybe caused them to not see me in a positive light. I don't know Cody. I've met him a couple times. I'm pretty sure he knows who I am, but it's not a situation where we're like buddy-buddy, right? But if I'm being honest, I do want them to be successful. I want all wrestling to be successful, but I do want these guys to be successful. And I will tell you why. My son has been able to spend an entire day with Joey Janela. Not once, but a couple times, working with him on StarCast. He spent a great deal of hours with Private Party. And there's other guys that I got to see behind the scenes that reminded me a lot of myself when I was building my own company. So I can't really root against a Joey Janela. I can't really root against a Private Party ever. Never. Because of how great they were with Matthew. Never. So there's that kind of bias. But as for the whole company, like I said, I don't owe them anything. They don't. Oh, I forgot about this. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I forgot about something. There's another person that you got in a huge argument with that definitely hated me for a long time, who works in the company, who's someone, not a wrestler, who works in the company. So it's not, and this is someone that we were like butting heads and, you know, angry words and all this kind of stuff. So it's not like I'm looking to make this company look good for any other reason that I enjoy it. So what about what I've seen thus far? Besides me seeing some young entrepreneurs that I want to see successful, some guys who are nice to my son, some guys that I've gotten in fights with, in arguments with, and some guys I've made an ass of myself in front of that I don't regret, but still may have not shined me in a good light. So it's not like I'm looking to make them look good or they really would ever hire me no matter what I said. By the way, I do music. I think I'm really good at it. So anybody who wants to hire me, I will be biased for and I will do whatever you want. But right now that hasn't happened and I'm available for any taker. So go ahead and hit me up. In any case, besides those things, do I have a bias for AEW? I have a bias for stories that make sense. I have a bias for exciting moments. I have a bias for staying true to your character. I have a bias for caring about what your fans think. I have a bias for wrestlers and a company that are invested in their fans. And when I see these wrestlers, I use the Bucks for examples. When I see the Bucks with kids, or I see the Bucks with fans, and I see Cody with fans, I see people invested in their fans. Now, they could be totally working, but I see it all the time. I'm at these conventions all the time. I've been to 4 StarCasts. I've seen wrestlers work people before, you know, smile at them, and then as soon as they turn around, they're not smiling anymore. I've seen this, so it's not like I'm getting worked. I see it with these guys. It is a genuine endearment of their fans. And I'm also seeing another company that's throwing up plot lines like Lashley and Lana. I don't have a problem with the content. I don't think anybody does. But I do have a problem with it just being thrown out there without any thought. A company that had these draft episodes that were the worst damn things I've ever seen. A company that doesn't care about their history. I'm not getting bent out of shape about it, but if you have a Hell in a Cell and it's been the same way for years and it changes, the rules change, and you're not told about it at the end of the match, and nothing's done, and we're just going, everything we thought about this match is wrong, and you guys don't respect us as fans, it's fine, but it does create a need for me to see something better. And when it comes to something outside of the in-ring product, there's a couple things I'm uncomfortable with. The Saudi Arabia thing makes me a little uncomfortable, although I don't want to be a hypocrite, because a lot of companies work in Saudi Arabia. I'm still going to Disney movies, and Disney is in Saudi Arabia. But it does make me a little uncomfortable that these wrestlers I follow who are women aren't allowed to wrestle because they're women. And it makes me a little uncomfortable that somebody is not allowed to go to this country to wrestle because of their race, like Sami Zayn. And I'm not worried about with AEW. When Ron Funches was on this show, he said he was looking forward to being a wrestling fan of a company that he could be a fan of. And I think there's a part of that too. But if we're just talking pure in-ring product, we've followed WWE for years. We didn't care what the hell was going outside. So on the in-ring product, right now, WWE has the deepest roster in the world, and they're boring everybody to tears, and they're boring me to tears. AEW is creating exciting television, and you see the effort. You see the creative effort. You see the execution effort. You see them making changes when fans don't like things like the librarians, and you see the absolute desire to create the best possible product. So am I biased for AEW? Fuck yeah, I'm biased towards AEW right now. It doesn't have to be permanent, and it's not based on any preconceived notion at all. It's based on what I've seen in the ring the last weeks, because it's been better. It's been way better than NXT. NXT hasn't tried to tell a story. And is there any argument it's been better than Raw or SmackDown? There can't be. They just got rid of their executive director and their head writer in a span of 3 or 4 weeks. So fuck yeah, right now I am biased for AEW, but everybody with an opinion has a bias. And my bias will change. If AEW sucks for like 2 weeks and WWE brings it along, I will be saying the reverse thing. But we are allowed to like different things. We're allowed to like things that are good, and we're allowed to dislike things that suck. And right now, the WWE is sucking. NXT's pretty good, but they're not even worried about putting on a show. And they're making dumb decisions like they did today by having the Overrun have the Finn Balor turn. They should have done that at the beginning of the show. Everybody would have been tweeting about that. People would have been changing the channel. Hopefully they have something in mind, a slow burn. We'll see. But the storytelling we've seen from WWE has not relayed to us any kind of positive thoughts that could happen. That's what I saw today. I'm going to watch NXT. So like I said, cutting in real quick to talk about NXT, but also to say that maybe I was a little unfair to NXT and maybe a little bit over the top on AEW on this review. I thought it was a fantastic show, but NXT was just about as good. And it got me thinking that maybe there's some things in NXT I'm missing and also some criticisms of AEW I'm overlooking. And I really just thought this as I was watching NXT because I was really just blown away by the show. And I didn't feel right about just leaving this show out there when my thoughts had changed already. Hey, I'm a human being. When the facts change, the thoughts change. And you can go ahead and listen to the AEW review and the NXT review on our brand new Patreon. There's only a $2 level through the end of October. And so you can support the show and also show your support of the show and also listen to the TV reviews we're going to do through the end of the month. There'll be new levels started in November. But I really just wanted to cut in and talk about how great I thought NXT was. And maybe I need to think about what I talked about on this episode. Yeah, that's right. It bothered me enough that I cut it. That's how much I care about you guys. I'm dead tired. I'm going to bed. But before you go to bed, make sure that you go over to patreon.com/totalengage to get our TV reviews of the shows that just happened. That's what I saw today. I'm going to watch NXT, and I want to thank you guys for listening to Total Engagement. Let me know what you think over there on Twitter, at Matt Coon Music. That's me, at Total Engage Show. That's the show. And listen to us every single day. Please do me a favor. Tell all your friends about us. Word of mouth is catching on, but I want this thing to grow. I want us to grow together, and when we go to wrestling events, I go, we'll all hang, we'll have a good time, just like we do every single day here on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.